Okay, so Unicode support for GCC Rust.
Okay, let's start.
Here.
Sorry, wait a moment, please. Okay. Let me start my presentation. Unicode support for GCC Rust frontend. And here's today's outline. I'll explain about my project and then how Unicode can be used in Rust. And then I'll explain about how we implement Unicode support in GCC Rust. And then I briefly introduce about two mangling schemes in Rust and then summary. So first, let me introduce a little bit about myself. My name is Raiki Tamura, and I'm an undergraduate student at Kyoto University in Japan. And I participated at Google Summer of Code 2023, and I worked with a GCC organization. And I love program, and my main interests are compilers and low-level programming, such as emulators. So next, I'll explain about my project. I worked on Unicode support for GCC Rust as a Google Summer of Code 2023 project last summer. And Google Summer of Code is a global online mentoring program where students work with open source organization, and they write some code and contribute to the organization. And now, I'm continuously working on supporting the new Rust manga in GCC Rust. So next, Unicode in Rust. You can use Unicode characters in Rust program. And first, you can use non-ASCII new lines and white spaces in Rust program. And next, you can use create name attribute to specify the name of your Rust program, and the values of this attribute accepts Unicode alphabetic and numeric characters, and which include also non-ASCII characters such as alphabets from various languages. And last, you can use more non-ASCII characters for identifiers. For example, below, you can find German characters and Japanese characters and Korean characters. They are all valid as identifiers. Next, let's more deeply dig into Rust identifiers. Rust adopts the syntax of identifiers defining UAX31st, which is a part of Unicode standard. And the UAX31st is also adapted by ECMAScript, that is JavaScript, and C++, and Python, and other many languages. So the syntax of this UAX31st identifier are shown below. And this is something like a generalization of typical non-ASCII identifiers in programming languages. And in Rust, after identifiers being tokenized, they are normalized to special form called normalization form C, shortly NFC, so that a compiler can compare different same identifiers but with different encodings. So identifiers are normalized to some normalization form. So next, implementation. So before my project starts, there are only the other frontend, GCC frontend, which support Unicode. For example, libcpp is a C preprocessing GCC, and which implements Lexer. So And also, C++, as you remember, C++ adopts the same syntax of Unicode identifiers as Rust. So I took a look at it first. And next, also, Go frontend, Go language supports Unicode, but Go adopts a different syntax for identifiers. So, but I read the implementation of GCC Go. So my implementation is divided into three parts. First part is a lexer part. We modify the lexer to accept Unicode characters. And second part is the create name attribute part. We added validation for values of the create name attribute, and we checked if the values of the create name has Unicode alphabetic and numeric characters. And last, the Mangler part. We modify the Manglers to handle Unicode identifiers. So the first part, the lexer part, in order to look up character properties, for example, identifiers, so we have to tell the compilers which characters can be used as identifiers and which characters are not, cannot be used for identifiers. So we have to tell the compilers some Unicode properties. So in order to look up such Unicode properties, we'll use some functions already in libcpp. And for other missing properties, we generated a header file from Unicode data files. Unicode data files are distributed by unicode.org. It's the Unicode official site. And to achieve this, we wrote a Python script and which parses Unicode data files and then generate C++ header files. So this is the part of the generated header file, which contains such boring table. So the next part is the implementing create name attribute. So this is quite simple part because all we have to do is to use a generated header file and add it validation to the values of the identifiers. So, and the last part is the Mangler part. First of all, we have to modify the Rust default Mangler to handle Unicode characters. So the default Mangler is called Legacy, and Legacy Manglering schemes escapes non-ASCII characters as their code point. And also, we have to implement a new Rust Mangler scheme, which is called V0. And in V0, identifiers are encoded as puny code, which is used in web browser or something like that. And implementing V0 Mangler into GCCRS is now still in progress. So here, I briefly explain about mangling schemes. There are two mangling schemes in Rust, Legacy and V0. You can pass options to switch this Mangler scheme. So in Rust C, you can use C symbol mangling version option. And in case of GCC, you can use FRust mangling option. And V0 was introduced to Rust C on 2019, and it is used in the Rust for Linux project for some reason. I'll explain it later. So implementing V0 is so important for GCC Rust project. So here, let me compare the two mangling schemes. in legacy mangling scheme, legacy mangling, legacy symbols start with underscore z prefix, which is which conflict Itanium ABI, which is used in C++, and Fizzle uses underscore r, which is unique to Rust. And next, used characters are different. In legacy mangling schemes, mangled symbol uses ASCII alphabet and ASCII number, and also uses dollar signs and period. And on the other hand, in V0, mangled symbol uses ASCII alphabet and number and underscore. So speaking of dollar sign, a dollar sign is a vendor-specific character in mangled symbols. So typically, it is preferable that we avoid using these symbols. So next, type information. Basically, legacy symbols doesn't contain any type information. On the other hand, V0 has rich type information such as generic types and inherent implementation in Rust or trait implementation in Rust and more. And for example, V0 contains namespaces like modules in Rust. And last, speaking of Unicode identifiers, you know, as you remember, legacy escapes Unicode characters as a code point. On the other hand, V0 uses Punicode to encode Unicode identifiers. So let's look at a simple example of a two mangling scheme. If you define this function in Rust, you can see two mangled symbols, and highlighted part is corresponding to the name of the function, and you can find dollar signs in legacy mangled scheme, which is a vendor specific characters, and you can also find in V0 symbol, you can also find Punicode encoded symbols. This is a yellow part of the slide. So in summary, as a result of GSOC 2023, GCCRS supports Unicode, and Rust compiler used Unicode normalization and Punicode encoding and implementing the new V0 mangler to GCC. RS is now in progress. Acknowledgement. Thank you for Free Software Foundation for supporting me to attend this conference. And I would like also thank to my mentors, Philip and Arthur, and other GCC Rust team, and another GSOC student, Mahad. And that's all. Thank you for listening. Okay, so if I understand your question correctly, your question is that you cannot find the part corresponding to the name of function, right?
Yeah, I cannot look at this and see, right, from U7 onwards, this is Unicode encoding and mm-hmm. not something that was actually written by the user.
Sorry, one more, please.
Imagine some user decided to write a function, and they decided to call the function U7KDV. How can I tell if this encoding is saying that the user wrote that exactly, or if they used the Unicode?
Okay, so your question is that you cannot tell this encoding, this symbol is encoded using Unicode or low ASCII data?
Or if it is verbatim.
Okay, so in V0 symbol, you can find a first U character, right? So this means Unicode encoding. And then you can find 7, which is a length of character string from K to H, which is a encoded part. So,
okay. All right. Please.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have just 1 minute left for questions. You have any questions?
Yeah. So my question is, how much effort would it be for you now, after you know all this, to improve the existing lecture to also accept Unicode? Or is it just define 3-4 things and an H file, or?
Are you speaking now? Current situation?
Yeah, you now would add to an existing lecture mm-hmm. the option to parse Unicode. How much will be?
I think many developers don't use non-ASCII identifiers. So, but world is so wide, so many developers want to use non-ASCII identifiers. So, in terms of that, it is I think it is meaningful.
Yeah, how much work would it be just if you added now?
Sorry?
Would it take you a week or 2 weeks or?
Maybe 3 days or so.
Okay. I think it time's up.
Thank you.